Children and teens spend more than half of their waking hours at school. Edward Evans teaches in McDowell County, where, according to data compiled in county health rankings and roadmaps, 44% of adults age 20 and over report no leisure time of physical activity.
We're seeing kids that go straight from here, sitting all day in a classroom, straight home, and then getting on the computer and sitting there for hours.
About 33% of children aged 10 to 17 in the state are overweight or obese, according to a national survey taken between 2011 and 2012.
Kids that sit in the chair all day long are going to get tired and listless and sleepy. And I mean, every teacher in America encounters kids that fall asleep because they may not have gotten enough sleep the night before, and here they are doing something that is not exciting them and they're not moving.
Senate Majority Leader John Unger is one of the main sponsors for Senate Bill 455. It would mandate 30 minutes of physical activity 3 days a week in elementary schools. It's meant to help address the growing health problem and possibly save the state some cash. The bill states that in West Virginia, the direct medical cost of obesity was $8.9 million in 2009. In elementary school, some teachers say the transition would be simple.
Class, your turn. Word.
Bottle.
Spell bottle.
B-O-T-T-L-E.
What's your word?
Bottle.
Like in this classroom where children are touching their head, shoulders, knees, and toes with each letter.
Word.
Maybe.
Word.
Mercer County kindergarten teacher Billy Wood says she already uses movement in her lessons, and it's the way to go.
We put motions to songs. We'll do Vimeo with the smart board where they actually get up and move and jump and dance and sing along with it, and it's surprising how fast they learn.
Wood says she also uses old-time records like Whip Hep Palmer.
Where'd you rather shoot? Got the hurry, got the worried blues. I can't keep cool when I'm keyed up. Now when I leave my coffee cup, Tommy, that's not your toothbrush. So how I hate this nervous rush.
To help children in her classroom move to the education beat. And she often joins them in the dance.
The primary years are the most important in order to get your mind and your coordination. And it helps with fine motor skills, gross motor skills. And they have to see how it works together.
Still, a lack of resources, pressure to increase test scores, and even age creates challenges. Elementary students are generally easier to motivate with physical activity during a lesson than, say, a middle school or high school student. But science teacher Edward Evans is finding a way. His students keep moving, frequently walking around to different stations for lab.
Is it challenging? Yeah. Is it doable? Absolutely. It's just a matter of creative scheduling. We work the time into the schedule.
The bill requires middle school students to attend at least one full period of physical education per day with 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity. High school students would need one full course of physical education for graduation and would have the opportunity to enroll in an elective lifetime physical education course. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly.
No, come on, Freddy. 7:45 and you're still not ready. Where's your homework? Where's your lunch? Got that bowl of Crispy Crunch. Got to hurry, got to worry blue. Wash your hands, comb your hair. School bell's ringing and you're not there. Got to hurry, got to worry blue. Button your coat and do it quick. Drink your juice or you'll get sick. Clear your plate, scrub your face. I swear you're moving at a turtle's pace. My heart is beating double time. My thoughts are freaking in my mind. Got to hurry, got to worry blues. Dibbity-dash, lickety-split, zibbity-zoom, diddy-dip. Razzmatazz, frazzly-frazz, skiddle-dee-daddle and all that jazz. My hands are shaking, my legs are itching, my pits are sweating, my nose is twitching. Got to hurry.